for me a real familiar set of scripture. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul's going to refer to himself in the third person about an experience that he had, and then he goes back to speaking in first person. He says, "Boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable. But I will go on to visions and revelations in the Lord. I know a man, speaking of himself, in Christ, who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a man will I boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast except in regard to my weaknesses. For if I do wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I shall be speaking the truth. But I refrain from this, so that no one may credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations that I received in the third heaven experience, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. And concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather shout and boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong.'" I've taught from this scripture probably more than any other place in the 40 years that I've been doing this kind of thing. But I saw something this morning with someone else's help that I've never looked at before, and that is how at the same time we have Paul talking about probably one of the most amazing experiences he ever had, and in the same context about a messenger of Satan that was given him to buffet him, that he referred to as a thorn in the flesh. Now, we're not here and I have time to try to unwrap what the thorn in the flesh was, but whatever it was painful, and it was a messenger from Satan that God used. And I thought about how many times, like when people, what people long to have are those throne room experiences. We like those things. And they're awesome. We love to go to conferences and have these amazing encounters with God. We have kind of like a throne room experience, just ecstatic experience of the Lord. Hear a speaker in a worship setting. All of us like that, and that's good. That's okay. What we don't like or the thorns in the flesh. And when the enemy is allowed to buffet us, when there's some kind of spiritual warfare at whatever level it might be. And again, I do believe that Paul doesn't explain what the thorn in the flesh was so that we couldn't cop out and say, well, this his situation is not as bad as mine. And I've often discovered that over the years, when someone's had an amazing encounter with the Lord, that at some point in the context, there's also some spiritual warfare going on, some battles going on. Now, here's the interesting thing to me, though, is that Paul said that what he discovered, what he saw in the third heaven experience, he was not allowed to speak about those things at all. But what he did speak about was the battle that he was going through. And in a lot of ways, because the two most important things that Paul discovered in his journey was, one, just the reality that we're all in Christ, but secondly, that our weaknesses don't disqualify us, that in our weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. And that one was really solidified in his life here because he rightfully asked the Lord three times. He actually begged the Lord. So it's nothing wrong to ask the Lord to stop these things going on, the buffeting to stop, but he didn't stop. But instead, God spoke to him in the battle, in the difficulty, in the pain. And so in a real way, as powerful as the encounter was, and it was of God, it was important, it established some things in him, what Paul learned in the battle was more important than what he discovered in the glory. Because what he discovered, what God spoke to him in the battle, he was permitted to talk about. And has impacted millions and millions of lives ever since then. Transformed his life. So never be surprised if you have an amazing encounter with the Lord, but simultaneously there's not some kind of warfare or battle or pain going on. What's significant is that you journal, at least in your heart, but if you can't on paper, what is God saying to you? Paul sought the Lord. God, take this thing away. And God spoke to him, is to press in, seek the Lord, and then journal what God's saying to you in the battle. Because what God's saying to you in the battle, in long term, is more significant than your encounter. And then Paul says this thing. It's interesting the way he puts it in verse 9. He said, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. That's a powerful word. Whatever you might be going through, maybe you've experienced a real encounter, or you've just had an amazing time with the Lord, and now you find yourself going through a real battle. Hear the word that Paul heard. My grace is sufficient for you. He didn't say might be, could be, should be, would be. He says it's the truth. It's a fact. It's reality. You can go ahead and just thank him for it in the midst of the pain. And then he says, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And the word there is to pitch its tent on my life. This is conditional. In the midst of the battle, praising God. In that resulted in the power of God accelerated in its manifestation in his life. It's like it pitched his tent on his life. Point being, what did Paul learn? Paul learned, one, that God's grace was sufficient for him. Paul also learned that his weakness, God's strength, is made perfect. But Paul learned that if you'll just praise God, and keep praising God in your situation, in the battle, you will discover a manifestation of the ability, that's the word, supernatural ability, of Jesus released in your life, like it's pitched a tent on you. There'll be a breakthrough in that that you've never experienced before. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.